Blog Talk Radio.
You know, five-star generals are only handed out by the President of the United States in major conflicts where you have multiple nations involved. Otherwise, there's no such thing as a five-star general.
All right.
And, Mother and I, we're from the same place down in Arkadelphia. But I was raised in the north, in Detroit, then came back over 30 years ago. And I didn't like what I saw. Didn't really like what I saw. Thank God for Mother Pugh. She fought for years to get us a light out here. And I was just about to get upset. But she saved the day, got a light out here. She saved the day. Say, we out here battling with these gangs and prostitutes and drugs and everything. You won't give us a light. What's up? Give us a light. At any rate, I started doing some study of history. History of Arkansas. And the word Arkansas means downstream people. And I say, well, you mean an Arkansan is a downstream person? So I kind of resisted the characteristic of the name because I wanted to go upstream. And I studied the name of Arkadelphia, the Ark of the Covenant, Noah's Ark, Adelphia 8 means all, Delphia, brethren. It's a habitation, a refuge, where the presence of God should be for all the brethren. That's what Arkadelphia means. Little rock. Peter, you're the little rock, and upon this big rock, I'll build my church. Arkansas is the only state in the Bible. Lord looked out of the Arkansas. You know what I mean? You know, you do your study, and you see that you're not an accident going somewhere to happen. You are what's happening. And then I began to do a search on the history of the United States because I went through school, dropped out, went to the military, got back, went into business, then went into the ministry, been in full-time ministry for over 30 years. But I found out something about the history of the United States that most, if you please, excuse my language, most black folk don't know. That just don't know. You know, brothers were killing each other in Arkansas during the Civil War. And I asked a school teacher, I said, who was the first Republican president in the United States? She didn't know. I said, Abraham Lincoln. Who do you think? I said, who was the president of the United States when they forced the military to make those children or let those children go to Central High School?
None of them.
It was Dwight Eisenhower, the five-star general.
Yes.
A Republican. Now, I know folks don't like to hear that, but I studied some history, and I found out that all black politicians were Republicans during the Reconstruction. And the only reason they became Republicans is because they started killing them and lynching folk and intimidating folk and making them change from Republican to Democrat. I mean, I say, what? And I say, now, they stopped lynching black folk and stopped intimidating them, so what they started doing is aborting them before they could get here. And so you have politicians in office now that legislate for abortion and same-sex marriage. So you kill the life in the womb and can't reproduce it with two men and two women together. I say, it's crazy. This is absolutely insanity. So, you know, I appreciate a five-star general in that from Reconstruction and intimidation coming from Republican to Democratic affiliation, somebody had to not know necessarily all of the history, but had to have an innate desire to overcome all the stuff that was coming upon a society. And I believe that Mother Pugh is one of those five-star generals that God just threw in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the physiological, the psychological, the political, all the religious and all of the other stuff that people try to be a part of and try to do, just throw it all in the mix. I'll tell you one thing. You can build a skyscraper large and tall, or you can build a shanty nice and small. But the fact is, only what you do for Christ is going to last.
Amen.
Only what you do for Him. You can be a member of this and that and the other, but if we don't promote the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we don't tell people, look, you need to be born again because you were born a mess. Everybody needs to be born again.
Amen.
And then find out what it means to be born again. Most Christians, I preach all over the world, in Europe and Africa and Asia and Mexico and the Caribbean and West Indies and Canada, preach all over the world. And a majority of believers that I meet do not know what it means to be born again. They just think they're on their way to heaven. But to be born again, and I'm through, to be born again means you got a new daddy and a new mom.
Yes.
All right. You have a new family. You know, Father God is our new father. In Galatians chapter 4, it says the Jerusalem that is free and above is the mother of us all.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a new mama, and we get a new daddy, and we get new brothers, and we get new sisters, where there's neither Jew or Gentile, so the ethnic differences are broken down. There's no black and white in Christ. There's neither Jew or Gentile. There's no bond and free. If you were a slave, once you got born again, you're out of slavery automatically.
Amen.
If you were a slave owner, when you get born again, you're no longer a slave owner. You have now become a slave of Christ. I mean, it's an even playing field if we only do what it means to be regenerated by the Holy Spirit and germinated by the Word of God. We have the life of God, the knowledge of God in our spirit. So it has to be developed through the renewing of our minds and a new vocabulary to get a new manifestation in our daily experience. So we decided to stay in the hood.
All right.
Amen. Until the neighbors show back up.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Few.
Amen.
To get a light out here is to honor us as being a neighborhood.
That's right.
Amen.
With a school that we can stop every day at 12:15 and have all the children, all the staff, administration come in and praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I mean,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise Him.
So thank you for coming out, and the next time we'll have Heath. Amen. Let's stand. God bless you.
Amen.
Mistress of ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, let me say something about Mother Abrams. Before, you know, she came in my office and she was saying some things. She said, "I know you." And I said to myself, "No, you don't know me." A lot of folks say they know me. They don't know me. And then she said, "I know your mama." I said, "You know my mama. I know where you were born. I know when you were born." Now, wait a minute. Hold up. Less than 7 years, I'll be 70 years old. You know my mama. You know where I was born. She told me where I was born and when I was born. I said, "Okay, let me be quiet. Sit down." And we appreciate you. We appreciate the hard work you've done and you are doing. We really, really need to educate the people in the city of Little Rock and the Pulaski County, all 75 counties in Arkansas. Educate the people to really know who we really are in Christ, and stop all the rest of this foolishness, because that's what it is, foolishness. And go on and serve Christ and get ready for His coming, because it ain't going to be that long before He show up here. He got to come soon.
Man.
A lot of mess going on. Father, send them on, please. Lord, we thank you. You've given us more than we knew how to ask for. You blessed us above teeming multitudes in this world. And we thank you for placing us in the United States of America, in this republic. We thank you that some of us just don't know how blessed we are. Go to the jungles, go to the streets of India. Lord, we'll come back and thank you. We just bless you. We pray that you would protect every person in this place and their travels back to their place of abode. That you would give us grace in the place that we fellowship with others on tomorrow. And we thank you for this grand occasion for our Mother Pew, that you would keep us strong, vibrant, renewed, and prepared for your coming. In Jesus Christ's great name, amen.
Amen.
God's blessing on you.